This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Immigration will be among the top subjects as President Biden meets with the leaders of Mexico and Canada in Mexico City. He arrived there after visiting the border at El Paso, Texas. The AP's Jackie Quinn on what the migrants there are saying.
Many say they're afraid to seek formal shelter with the president's new restrictions announced last week that some from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela would be expelled to Mexico if they enter the U.S. illegally. Advocates describe a new level of fear and confusion. Rosemary Rojas says they're hoping for humanity.
That people will be seen for the humans that they are, not by the color of their skin and the degradation of these racist policies.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hundreds of arrests in Brazil after supporters of ex-President Bolsonaro stormed Congress, the Supreme Court, and the presidential palace. New guidelines for children wrestling with obesity in this country.
For the first time, the American Academy of Pediatrics is setting ages at which young people should be offered medical treatment, such as drugs and surgery, in addition to intensive diet, exercise, and other approaches. The guidance says doctors should offer obese young people 12 and older appropriate drugs, and teens 13 and older with severe obesity should be referred for weight loss surgery on a case-by-case basis. I'm Donna Porter.
California is going to get slammed with more bad weather, even as residents there try to clean up from thunderstorms, snow, and damaging winds that have already hit Northern California. Governor Gavin Newsom has been urging people to stay home. Britain's Prince Harry has defended his explosive memoir that lays bare rifts inside Britain's royal family. He says he wanted to tell his own story after 38 years of spin and distortion by others. His new memoir is called Spare. This is AP News. Now to COVID and travel.
China opens its borders to quarantine-free travel while the number of COVID cases is on the rise. Passengers were piling off the first train arriving at a newly reopened crossing point on the border between Hong Kong and mainland China. Many of them eager to reunite with friends and family they'd not seen since the start of the pandemic. They're among international travelers now able to visit China without facing the mandatory quarantine period imposed by the government 3 years ago. From now on, to enter the country, passengers from abroad need to show a negative test result taken within 48 hours of the journey. China's easing of border restrictions comes as the virus continues to spread in the country, and critics are concerned over lack of transparency from Beijing. In other countries, including Germany, Sweden, and Portugal, testing requirements are being imposed on travelers from China to avoid further outbreaks. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.